You got the rock in your hand. You're under pressure, son. You better sink this J,
or your team is done.
I got a little story about some basketball. When it comes to my player, are you rock or nah? But wait just a minute and listen first, as I get some shit off my chest and I finish this verse. Let me start with you cheesers. Y'all should just fade. With LaMarcus on quick, hitting threes all day. When you cowboy hats, you might be the worst. Wearing them puffy ass jackets, man, you almost be cursed. Then there's the man wool pajamas with the jump shot of who? I bet it's Kyle Korver. That would make sense, dude. But enough about apparel that won't get you in trouble. Just stand on up and do that 2K shuffle.
Welcome, Shuffleheads, to the NBA 2K Shuffle. My name is Michael Parr, a.k.a. J-Parr Swish, a.k.a. Jumpshot Jesus. Bunch of other names I'm not going to get into at the time. And with me is always the Baron of Blocks Import, Max. Well, House. What up, Max?
What up?
Not a whole lot, man. We are a little over, maybe almost 2 weeks into the release of NBA 2K18. We are going to talk a whole bunch about my player stuff today. Sound good to you?
That sounds pretty good to me.
So let's start off with yourself. You made a pure playmaker this year. You have been pretty bipolar in your thoughts about this player, but you've come to some recent decisions regarding your build. What would you like the good folks at home to know about your pure playmaker?
I mean, like you said, I've come to the decision, I guess, but I'm just going to stick with it. I just, you know, first it was just some play style stuff and questions about whether I had made the best overall build for me and just different stuff. Like we delved into a bit before, I obviously did the research ahead of time, and so it really was the best build for me. It honestly is a really well-rounded build, and those Hall of Fame badges are definitely very useful. So a lot of people were definitely, I guess, enamored with the idea of going dual archetype this year, especially with it being the new feature, if you will, or the new, you know, whatever. And rightfully so. I mean, people wanted to be able to do more. You're noticing with some of these builds, especially if they're not maybe picked the best, you end up getting a secondary skill that's only maybe an 80 or a lot of times lower than an 80. And it brings your primary skill down from what could have been up to a 99 down to maybe only an 88 or only an 80-something, which, so you're just decent at a couple things. You're not really great at anything. So Park, definitely useful, because in Park, with how casual it is, you really only need to be good at things to do. You know, you see a lot of the playmaker and then sharpshooter builds, especially. You see that in Prom a lot, too, but especially Park, that's really deadly, because your three-pointer being only about an 81 in Park is enough to green it every time, so you're definitely seeing stuff like that. But don't sleep on the pures this year, I guess, is the point of what I'm saying.
Indeed. Now, why don't you elaborate a little bit more on your build? Tell me the top two things you love about your build and the top two things you hate about your build.
That's a good question. Top two things I love, I guess, would be the ball handling in general. And by that, I mean, I can do dribble moves and, for the most part, not have to worry about losing the ball, which is, in my opinion, a bit of a bad thing. Sometimes I can do dribble moves right into somebody and I won't lose the ball. I notice this a lot on defense, personally, when I'm defending people and they do dribble moves right into me and they don't lose it, if they're a good ball handler. But I guess that's something to be happy about with my build, because, you know, I mean. But, and the other thing would just be that it's an overall well-rounded build. People were thinking, especially like a pure playmaker, was just going to be a Rondo. But honestly, I can shoot threes. I can finish layups. I can, after a little bit of an adjustment period, I can play defense really well, actually, on my build. So it honestly is a really well-rounded build. Dislikes, I would say, would just be in my build process. And that would be that I made my player a minimum weight player. Or not minimum, but near minimum. And it just definitely weight plays a big part this year. They actually made it realistic. So I kind of wish I went, you know, I'm 6'7", 182, which is pretty low. And I kind of wish I went 6'7", 200 or so. But so that would be one of my major dislikes about the build. Another dislike, you know, that's really my only major dislike about the build. I've had some issues finishing a little bit, but I think that's more so due to user error than it is to the build itself. So I'm not too unhappy with the build overall.
I think you're omitting probably your biggest complaints. At some point, or actually early on, you felt like your my player looked like a toddler.
Well, and again, that's kind of with the weight thing. And, you know, especially another, I guess, complaint with my build would be just in general that, you know, I went 6'7", so I went low weight so that I'd be as fast as possible. And theoretically, I would have liked to go, especially as a pure playmaker, you get better speed with ball a little bit, better ball handling a little bit, some of that stuff, if you go a little bit shorter. I think that would have made the most out of the build a little bit, but I've always just been more of a bigger guard kind of person, so that's kind of why I went that way and why I do like it, but that would be another thing, like you said, and that kind of contributes to my guy looking like a little kid. Plus the hairstyle, I think, for a while, and just some of the other aesthetics that I had picked were not good. But
all fruit roll-ups and Pop-Tarts in your lunch from this point forward, right?
Yep, and an early curfew.
For sure. Now, we'll kind of comment on something you were saying about your build, because I think it's kind of the same for all builds. You know, one of the things I did, I didn't go minimum weight. I went somewhere in the middle. And I'll tell you, I do notice, again, the types of archetypes like slashers and shot creators that try to get inside, when they try to come in on me, they just bounce backwards off me because my weight keeps them back. And it's one of those things where I love it, because if you've got a primary archetype whose job is going inside, then you better be prepared to pass or whatever. So when you're making your players out there, speed's important, sure, but don't underestimate what adding a little bit of poundage to your build can do, because in a lot of ways it can be very beneficial on both sides of the ball.
Yes, sir.
I'll talk a little bit about my build. I have a primary shot creator, secondary sharpshooter. I love the build. I was ready to not love the build. I was in the park and just couldn't hit anything. And long story short, dropped the vibration, dropped the shot meter, and then I was just hitting like no other. So it's one of the things where, I don't know, you talk about latency in 2K, and now you're adding the element of vibration and a shot meter and a release. And we all know 2K. I mean, they do some things great and some things not so great, and some things are just kind of in the middle. But to have the opinion that maybe all these three things will sync up when you're playing online, maybe it would have been a good idea for me to think about that a little bit sooner. Last year, I went without the shot meter and felt like I shot much better. They love my build, love the badges. I feel like if you're a player that's looking to do a little bit of everything and a little bit of everything pretty well, I would go with it. I made a 6'6 shooting guard, shot creator, as I said, primary, sharpshooter, secondary, went 195, and I'm loving it. Loving it so far. It's one of those builds where you're pretty universal in both park and pro-am. And I love finishing with this player. I finished very, very well with this player. Never finished better with any other type of player in the history of my 2K. I'm able to...
I mean, in all fairness, you're usually like a pure sharpshooter kind of player, so you haven't actually had the finishing.
Well, right, but I feel like, too, like with the dribble moves of being a shot creator and, like, angles, especially in the park, like, you just get the right step on a player, and you pretty much go up fairly uncontested, which is nice. And you're right, yeah, I mean, I had a playmaker last year that I maxed out, and I don't know,
you're right.
I feel like it's a little bit easier this year.
Yeah. Well, especially with your weight, it allows you to finish inside a little bit better, go through some contact, and just things like that. But, I would say your build is a pretty good build overall.
Yeah, pretty excited. Let me ask you this. Max, we've played with a bunch of people thus far, a bunch of different type of archetypes, and I was wondering if you might be able to tell us what you would define as an ass build. Do you have an ass build this year that people should not make? Saying that, that build is just ass.
Well, you bothered to say ass like that, but...
We don't want ass builds.
I would say the slasher and then sharpshooter build. I think we probably mentioned this leading up to 2K's release, but that build is just not a good build in my opinion, because it you're a slasher, okay? And I get you want to be able to shoot threes. I get that. But your three-pointer only goes up to about a 70, maybe a little bit higher depending, or, you know, whatever, but about a 70. So basically it's just a serviceable three. And you're picking that as one of your skills, to just be serviceable at something, and it takes away from your slashing ability. It takes away from your athleticism, and it takes away from your finishing ability, and it takes away from your ball handling, if I'm not mistaken. It may not on that, I don't remember. I think it takes away from the lateral quickness. I mean, it just takes away a lot of that stuff just to be able to shoot a little bit. And I don't know. I would recommend like a slasher than shot creator if you really want to mix it up a little bit, but, you know, and have that maybe at least a little bit of shooting. But, man, I don't know. Slashers, I feel like, should be slasher defender, slasher playmaker, or slasher, pure slasher, because those all have the max athleticism and just maintain the that part of being a slasher. I mean, why be a slasher if you're going to nerf yourself a little bit?
And you're a big fan of your athleticism. Now, one of the things I will say that you mentioned that I'd like to just kind of echo the sentiment, because you hit it right on the head. You know, slasher, three-point shooter, your secondary archetype only gives you a rating in the 70s. I feel like no matter what build you do, you want that secondary archetype to give you something in the 80s. You want to be 90s, you want to be 80s. If you're 90s this or 60s that or 70s that, you know, my man Max hit it on the head, it's a wasted archetype and a waste of a grind. I think you might have bad. I mean, for instance, Max, let's just say you want to fly a plane and you go to school and you get your aviation license. And then you find out that you don't have enough money to buy a plane to fly a private jet on the weekend. What good's your pilot's license if you're out there with a drone? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would I would agree wholeheartedly. Your analogies and such never get old, man. They're always great.
It's it feels good to be a gang. But let me tell you this. We're going to talk a little bit about something that, since the patch 2K is fixed, we went into how we felt. Mostly me, a little bit Max, about how we felt maybe 2K was trying to prey a little bit on money, not showing you attributes, and as far as what your attributes were while you were making your player, and they've since patched this, and which is wonderful and great. Glad they did it. They made their money. They know what they did. I see you out there, 2K. But one of the things that I've had problems with post, I don't know how many patches they've had, 3 patches now or something, is a lot of times I'll get out of a pro-am game or a park game and go to the gym, do my drills. As soon as I come out of the drills, if I make any kind of movement towards the direction of the NBA store, my game completely crashes and I have to start over. Not that big of a deal, but it's been happening a lot to me lately. Now, luckily, you can get into games a lot faster than last year. Just one of the things I noticed. Also did notice a couple of things that have been annoying. Max, why don't you tell everybody your suggestion about, we'll say you and a couple of buddies want to go to the playground or the park. Prior to sending that invite, where should these people go?
That's interesting with that game crash glitch that you've noticed. I haven't really had that happen much to me, but I don't. It doesn't surprise me that you have, just responding to that. But, you know, so you want to, basically in the neighborhood when you load in, there's a bit of a server break. So there is, that's how they maintain the connectivity and, you know, no lag and such, all that good stuff. But basically, when you load into the neighborhood, you are put in a server, for just layman's terms, I guess. You're put in a server, and then you run all the way around over to the playground this year. And on your way, right when you hit that last little curve, there's a server break. And essentially what's happening there is just dividing the people from the original neighborhood in the playground area. So, point of all this is to say, go to the playground area prior to inviting your friends so that they load into the playground area with you, because if you invite them from the neighborhood, they'll run over there with you from the neighborhood to the playground, and sometimes they will not make it with you.
All right, next issue with the game, let's talk a little bit about articles of clothing, accessories. Still can't equip that in Pro-Am, can you?
No, you cannot. Just like the East-West is still not playable for Team Pro-Am. So they've got a couple of Pro-Am issues they need to figure out. You know, the 2K faces on Twitter and such, like Mike Lang, Timmerman, all those guys, you know, they say, well, the dev team is currently working on it to fix it. Like, yeah, I mean, obviously they are, but it's just that's their go-to response. So at least supposedly they're aware of it and making an effort to fix it, but you know, I mean, obviously it's going to be fixed eventually. Like, they're not just going to leave it like that. But we're kind of just left twiddling our thumbs for a little bit right now, and it's pretty irritating.
But, I mean, let's face it, the world works on deadlines, too. So if they're saying, oh, next patch, it'll be fixed, and then it doesn't get fixed, and it makes it worse. You know, it's sad that they haven't gotten it together. But, you know, like you said, I'm sure they are fixing the problems as necessary. But my biggest problem, aside from the crashing and the Pro-Am issues, is thought you'd chime in because I think you have the same issue I do, but I hate having to invite people to the squad twice because that's super annoying.
Yeah.
If you you want to get around that, if you're in a group, send an invite. Have someone that's already in the squad also send an invite. Usually works a little bit faster, and you'll be on your way to having all kinds of fun. Haven't noticed people getting kicked out of Pro-Am and trying to join as a group since that last patch, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, they've done a decent job on the patching so far, and it really hasn't been gameplay patches or for the most part or things like that. It hasn't been, big patches, lots of patches. It's just been to fix the little minor issues that really needed to be fixed. So they've done a good job so far.
Well, it's a good idea to avoid minor issues until they're at least 18.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so I do have a question here via Twitter. Question is, and I can't remember who asked me, but dude, much love. I'm a first time NBA 2K My Player this year. I normally play leagues and other game modes, etc. What would you recommend a newbie as far as archetype build? Seems very confusing. Don't want to waste VC on a build I'm absolutely going to hate. No preference of guard, forward, or center. Just want to have fun and get going. Hit him with what you got. Give him the maximum player for his money. Max.
So, yeah, this is a common question. You know, I see people asking, especially if they're a new person or whatever, to My Player, and they're like, look, I just don't want to waste my time, and plus I want to have the most success as a new person. My general answer for that is go as a big man, because you have less responsibility, it's easier to play, it's easier to do. So I would say make a center and make an inside type of center. So that's rebounding, inside, those kinds of things. I'll give you a few different options that you might think about. I think if you go driving and finishing and then defense, that would be a decent build because you'll be able to finish inside but also have the defense a little bit, so you won't just be screwed when trying to combat some of these big men that you would go against. A really popular build is the rebounding and then driving and finishing build. For obvious reasons, you have the rebounding skill, and then you also have driving and finishing. So you have a pretty decent layup and dunk rating, some good badges, including Hustle Rebounder and Putback King on Hall of Fame. That's a pretty decent build. The inverse is a decent build, which is driving and finishing and then rebounding. That would just be more geared a little bit more toward offense and a little bit different badges. You'd be a little bit more athletic with less rebounding. Those are some of the pretty popular builds. Then you got, some people go and post score and maybe some pure glass cleaners out there. Some different options you could do. But like I said, the easiest way to play is getting rebounds and putting it back up and just controlling the paint and looking at your area, because that way from that position, you can watch the guards, see what they do, see what's not successful, see what is successful, and kind of tailor your play from there if you ever wanted to go be a guard and have more responsibility. But playing center can be really fun, too. You just dominate the inside, grab boards, play the interior defense, and all of that. So that's what I would recommend. As far as the size, that's pretty much a differing opinion amongst all people. Personally, I would be...
Does size matter?
Yeah, I mean, yes, but no. Basically, I would tell you to go about 6'11". And again, it would kind of depend on which build you want. Feel free to message me on Twitter, message the pod account on Twitter. What are those Twitters again, Mike?
Yours is Max, and ours is NBA 2K Shuffle.
Yes, sir. Basically, I would recommend maybe something about 6'11", maybe like 265 or so. Not the heaviest weight, but also not the lightest weight, because you don't want to just get flat pushed around. But the 7'3 max weight center is a pretty popular consensus amongst a lot of people of the build to go with. I just personally find that to be too big and too slow.
Especially for Park.
Yeah, and a lot of people are like, oh, well, the height is the only thing that matters in 2K, and you get rebounds. No, look, if you can become a good center, you can easily out-rebound those people, and you'll have a huge advantage in speed, and some of your finishing numbers will actually be better because you're not as tall, so 2K gives you a little bit better numbers in those areas, and it's just, I don't know, I would recommend something like that. But, again, like I said, the consensus a lot of times is to go that max height, so that's something you might consider as well. Pretty much all the info I can give you on that. I mean, it's pretty straightforward, I guess.
Yeah, if you wanted to go the forward or guard route, I mean, the build I made, like I said, is pretty well balanced. Go shot creator, three-point shooting, if that's what you want to do. But I kind of feel Max is in the right area, too, because I feel like you're going to probably wrap up faster and earn badges faster as a big man because you're doing all the dirty work that there is to do when there's dirty work to be done.
I would agree.
Well, shit.
And I definitely would say if you're going to make a guard, don't go ball handling. No, not necessarily that I wouldn't go ball handling, but ball handling has a higher skill threshold, I would say, for being able to play it well, and you really just need to practice. Whereas if you're something like a shooter, you can easily be the guy who runs around and positions yourself for open shots versus trying to be the guy making plays for others is going to be a bit more difficult for you as a beginner. Again, just kind of pick and choose your spots wisely as far as what you're going to build, but... And like we said earlier in the show, too, I would recommend whatever you do, don't go light on the weight because we've seen this year that that's a pretty big deal.
And in general, it's usually better when somebody else is doing the ball handling. Anyway, let's kind of close the show out here and just have a little bit of a brief discussion about how your career's going as far as earning badges and earning rep percentage points. You feel that the game is pretty well balanced in all three areas, park, pro-am, and career?
I do, man. I honestly, my experience has been very positive overall. I'm pretty happy with the product they put out. I don't mind all the little cutscenes that you get from your player. It really makes it feel real. I enjoy the career. I know that's not necessarily the most popular opinion. Some people are really pissed off with some of the cutscenes and some of the... just career options or maybe little bugs or just little things, but I've had a pretty positive experience overall, and I think they've done a really good job this year overall with the gameplay, with some of the storyline, and not that the story itself is so good, but it's just not, I feel like it's not intrusive, but at the same time it also gives you something.
What game are you playing?
See, that's what I'm saying, right there you have it, guys. My opinion is not the most popular opinion.
Well,
I
think Beef Rush is the most intrusive character that's ever been put into a game. So when you say intrusive,
I would agree, but she's not intrusive. She's just annoying. But you're not constantly flooded with Beef Rush stuff. You're just, when you are, you're really hating her.
I feel like she's always there for my bullshit, man. Any rep endorsement deals I do, whenever people come on.
I'm saying it's not like, I don't know. I feel that it's not as bad as a lot of people have made it out to be where, oh, I can't skip cutscenes. Like, you just get like a 2-second cutscene after every game to go do the interview with the guys in the studio, like they say. And it's like, yeah, I get that that's kind of annoying, but it's I don't know, man.
I'm not trying to bash on the character itself, but she establishes exactly who and what she is in every cutscene. By the time you get to the 13th or 14th, we're like, we get it. You talk a lot, and you come up with witty puns, and blah, blah, blah. You guys are homies. You went out to dinner. Like, I get it. Totally get it. But sometimes it's cool to be seen in a hurry. I don't know, man. I just feel like sometimes it takes away my enjoyment of the game, knowing I've got to sit through that before they get to the gist of what's going on.
Yeah, I can understand that.
I don't know. But, I mean, other than that, I'm enjoying the game, and I'm not hating it. There's a lot of hate out there for this game. A lot of people don't like it. I know, you know, people have their issues or whatever, but one thing that you tend to bring up to the people that we normally play with, they're having some issues out there. And anybody see Tripped Up Banks, man, APB, Bill Carton, let us know. But you just got to hit the learning curve every year. So you got to get used to the way it feels and get used to it. So, I mean, don't give up so easily, but maybe just see if you can stick it out and figure out your business before giving up, wouldn't you say?
I would agree.
All right. Well, hey, it's been another successful episode of the NBA 2K Shuffle. Hope you all are having a great fall this year. It's October. It's Halloween time. We're going to come through with some more scary podcasts as far as what builds not to make and a little bit more about our archetype. As always, if you have any questions you want to offer the crew up, go ahead and send that to us at NBA 2K Shuffle on Twitter. Till next time, hug your mom, tip your waitresses, stay mellow. Catch you next time on... Oh, I forgot. Shout out to Scooby Swoosh. What up, dog? Catch you next time on the 2K Shuffle.
I'm out this bitch.